University of Washington researchers want to create a new program to train health and human service providers in caring for LGBT seniors. That's because a study released by the UW on Tuesday shows lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender older adults face higher risks of disability, isolation, and mental distress than their heterosexual peers. KUOW's Jamala Henderson has more.
Seattle may be one of the most progressive cities in the country, but when it comes to services for LGBT elders, the city falls short. That's according to Karen Fredrickson-Goldenson. She led the team of researchers with the UW School of Social Work who surveyed 203 LGBT people between the ages of 50 and 85 in King County. Fredrickson-Goldenson says their study found high levels of discrimination, poverty, and isolation among LGBT seniors.
In fact, 70% have been verbally assaulted, 40% threatened with physical violence, and still ongoing in their everyday lives today, also experiencing ongoing bias. We find that the victimization and discrimination is the primary predictor of poor health and aging problems.
Fredrickson-Goldenson also says there's fear and mistrust when it comes to seeking care from health providers. She says the study found many seniors said they'd been denied services or given inferior care because of discrimination. To that end, Fredrickson-Goldenson is hoping to create a pilot program that would train 100 health and human service providers to better serve the needs of LGBT seniors. It would also provide support, resources, and referrals for that population. Seattle City Council member Tom Rasmussen is proposing that the city provide $75,000 in seed money to help launch the year-long program. His proposal would need to be approved by the City Council and Mayor Ed Murray. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.